Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Open Mic. Welcome, everybody. The program where you can pick your own subject, talk about what you want. If you call in, you got to keep it clean. We don't want to have to give you the boot. You know, because that boot is powerful, man. I'll tell you.
Quick.
All right, Inner Sight and Open Mic. They're talking a lot about, in the news, about Mr. Powell, who is the chairman of the Federal Reserve, I think it is, is supposed to know about and talks about the economy. You know?
Right.
I'd like to see Mr. Powell get one of his accountants, I'm sure he has one of those, to figure out how much money the government would save if they didn't have to finance the nursing homes, and if the agencies were mandated to raise money to keep people in their own home. Now, that's got to be a very big chunk of money.
Oh, yeah, it is.
That they would save.
Uh-huh.
You know? So, I mean, that's one of the things that the government should be exploring.
Oh, yeah.
And consider very strongly as a pilot project. You know, start with a couple of nursing homes and get people into their own homes. Stop with this stupid business of criteria and allow the independent living agencies, you can start with them. The independent living to raise money and to benefit from that, you know, do as a fundraiser. That would be a great plan, a great way to save money. And I'd like to see this administration put that forth and start doing it and help people, make them, put them in a much more safer place in their own home where they'll encounter less germs and all that. And we'll talk about that some more tomorrow night on the nursing home show.
Okay.
But this is Inner Sight Open Mic, and hey, we're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. Great food, great deli. 631-286-0444. Shelby's Kitchen. My good friends Tom and Michelle. And of course, you'll see many a sign of Milton over there, the guide dog. By the way, this show is dedicated to a day for Milton, the guide dog who was killed at the school, the guide dog school, last summer. And May 19th will be a day for Milton at the Brewery Hall in Bellport. Okay, what's the address? You know the address?
Yeah, 14 Station Road.
14 what? Can't hear you.
Station.
Speak up. Huh?
Station. Station.
14 Station what?
Road, I said before.
Hey, we can't hear you. You got to project
my
your
voice.
My voice
is losing it. Keep your
mouth close to the phone, because these phones are not microphones.
No, they're not.
All right. 14 Station Road, Bellport, New York, May 19th from 11 to 2. And we hope to have a big crowd over there. All right. Inner Sight. And let's see. I got a note here.
Uh-huh.
Devin Fernandez with the Third Eye Insight. All right. You want to learn how to protect yourself, stay in shape, call Devin. 631-445-3464. Devin Fernandez. Third Eye Insight. All right. Tomorrow night, the murder of a guide dog from Inner Sight is on the Manhattan Neighborhood Network. And if you're in Manhattan, you can get that on 1997. Verizon Files 35, RCN 84. Those are the three Manhattan channels. And, of course, you can get it on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, MNN.org, on, and you click on the Spirit Channel, Channel 3. So I want to thank all our friends for helping us promote that. I want to thank my buddy Shane, who is a barber here in town, took a picture of my dog's sign today, a day for Milton.
Oh, nice.
He's going to spread it around.
Nice.
All right, Inner Sight. Let's see. Yeah. We have Nobody Starves on Long Island with Gary. 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, and medical when he's able to have to do it. You know. Nobody Starves on Long Island. I want to thank Silo, the Suffolk Independent Living Organization, for all their help and support and for posting the day, notice of a day for Milton up on their events and the website.
Yeah.
Silo, 631-880-7929. And I want to thank Ellie at the Shelby's Kitchen for reminding everyone that the show is on every week. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our number is 631-224-3090. That's the Inner Sight number. And we're on every night live, 8 to 9, on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, Kennedy Realty, my buddy over there in Islip, New York. 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house. Get some good info on that subject. Mr. Kennedy and my friend Danny at the Islip Cleaners, the owner who helps Inner Sight. We thank him for that. All of our friends, Suffolk Bus Corp, another supporter of A Day for Milton. Thank you so much for that. So we may wind up with a big crowd over there. Hey, if all the bus drivers come, forget it.
That's it.
That's 3,000 people right there, I think.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of people. You might need to rent a stadium. Rent a big stadium, for that matter.
No, it's not enough for Yankee Stadium, but it certainly is enough to fill the block of the Belport Brewery.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Open mic and our deepest condolences for the over the death of Judy Heumann, who stood for the disabled many, many times, and who believed in the Americans with Disability Act. Well, that act needs to be a lot stronger. So we're continuing that work and trying to convince these politicians of that. Now, I'd like to send out a tweet about Judy. I think every politician should honor her. And the way, a big way they can do that, turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Judy hated nursing homes.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm remembering. All right. She couldn't stand nursing homes. She was a great advocate. I don't know where. Do we have any information? She died in Washington, D.C., right? Was it at home?
Right. Yeah, well, I think she was lobbying. She lobbied a lot to Washington to get things changed.
Yeah, but that's where she died, right? Is there any record of where she died in Washington?
No. Washington, D.C. Not Washington.
I hope she wasn't in a nursing home.
I hope not. That'd be the biggest disgrace. She didn't like him, and then they had let her die there. Forget it.
Yeah, well, we hope she wasn't. I'm not sure. I don't think she was, but anyway.
I don't think she was either.
In honor of Judy, let every politician turn, create a bill to turn nursing homes into accessible housing. I think that's how they can honor her. Inner Sight on the air urges that. Now, the governor spoke about Judy, right?
Yes. That was where I saw it first.
But is she going to do something to honor her?
I don't know. That's to be written in the future.
I mean, it's all talk.
It is talk.
So, why don't we put out a tweet right from Inner Sight Live?
Okay, Inner Sight Inc.
Yeah, Inner Sight Inc. on the air. Let politicians honor Judy Heumann by turning nursing homes into accessible housing. That's how we believe.
Yeah.
A big way they could honor her. All right?
Okay. Oh, man.
Can you put that down?
Yeah, I'm doing it. Okay, on
the air. Let politicians honor Judy Heumann.
Yeah, hold on.
By turning nursing homes into accessible housing. That's not too long, right?
No, it shouldn't be. Let politicians turn nursing homes.
No, let them honor.
Okay.
Let them honor Judy Heumann by turning nursing homes into accessible housing.
Okay, I'm good with that. Let
That's how they should honor her.
Them honor Judy.
Make sure you get her last name in there.
Yeah, I am. I hope it fits. Okay,
let politicians honor Judy Heumann by turning nursing homes into accessible housing.
Jeez, I put it in the wrong spot. Hold on.
That's a good way to honor a person like that who was an advocate and is being given credit for mothering the ADA.
Oh. Yeah.
So have you got that?
Yeah. Let politicians, right? We were in there. P-O-L-I. Okay. Politicians. Honor Judy Heumann by turning nursing homes into accessible housing.
Right, that's it.
Right, okay.
So let's see if you can tweet it.
Yeah.
Put it out there. You can put the Inner Sight number on it. You know,
yeah, well.
Because, you know, all these politicians, every time somebody dies, and you know, in this case, Judy was undoubtedly a Democrat,
right,
serving under the two Democratic presidents.
Yep.
You know, so that's why the governor spoke of her, because she's a Democrat.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. But you know, they take advantage of the opportunity because they want to impress people. You know, they want people to feel, oh, she's for this advocate. So you know, she must be a good person. We should vote for her. Well, that's not damn ass true.
No.
Anybody can talk. You know. The proof is in the doing. I mean, what the hell does it mean if they say, you know, that this person was a good person and they recognize her, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything unless they do something to improve things for the millions of us. And one way to do that is to get rid of these damn nursing homes.
Oh, God, they're horrible. I can't stand it. All right, I'm going to send it out.
I'm not impressed by politicians talking. In fact, I'm turned off.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to hear a politician get up there and say about an issue, I'm not going to talk about this, I'm going to do it.
That's right.
That's what we need. No more damn ass talk.
We need doers, not spectators. That's the key.
Yeah. So did you send it?
Yep. It's gone. It went to Never Neverland.
You know, it's like the death of Milton. They won't even address the issue.
That's terrible, isn't it?
No. Not one of them will address the issue. And let's see if any of them are going to come to the day for Milton and address the issue.
That's right.
You know, they should. And they should do something about it. Because it's horrible what happened. You know, Sight is trying to do something about it. You know, at least give us your support.
That's right.
You know? One thing they could do, get your friends to raise a bunch of money so we can mount a campaign. We're doing the best we can without a budget on a day for Milton. We don't have a budget for that.
No, we don't. People have
a lot of these politicians. What?
I said people are proud and donated their time. You know, and we donate our time as well, you know, and that's how we get things, you know, done. People say, oh, yeah, let me see if I could help you with. And that's how it usually starts. Yeah.
A lot of these politicians have friends, wealthy friends, who could donate to this. Not that a day for Milton is a fundraiser, because it's not. It's an awareness, you know.
Yes, it is.
But unfortunately, you need money for everything. All right, Inner Sight Open Mic, brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, 609-388-7004. Big East, the Key to Rescue at Verizon.org, I think it is, or net. I forget. .net, I think it's .net. Verizon.net.
Right, yeah.
Big East, Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady, All the Beautiful Children of the World, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all those who have perished at the hands of evildoers. We honor them. We urge you, go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you.
Yeah.
All right. The call-in number here, 213-816-1650, if you want to sound off on open mic about any subject. You know, it doesn't have to be about the disabled, but remember, world, anybody can become disabled tomorrow in the blink of an eye.
That's right.
So we're doing not only for those who are now here currently disabled, we're doing for those people tomorrow.
Yeah. Think about your grandchildren. Think about your children. Think about the people who would benefit from this, who all of a sudden became handicapped for whatever reason, you know, whatsoever. And now, you know, now you've got to convert a house into accessible housing. You got to do a whole bunch of stuff. And sometimes people can't do it in the time frame that they're not going to be placed in a nursing home while they're trying to do it. That's really scary right there.
Oh, yeah, everything should be accessible. It's a protection.
Yeah.
It's a protection against being disabled to have that.
Definitely.
People have a right to have that. All right, anybody on the line?
Let me look.
Inner sight.
Just making sure. Okay, let me get there. How come it's giving me trouble today? Slow. Very slow, the internet right now. Give me a second.
Yeah, well, these computers are weird. I went to the bank yesterday, and the door was shut tight. The bank was closed.
Oh, my.
And they're yelling through the door, the computer is down. I said, well, what's that? I said, well, does that mean you don't have any money? And she said, no, we have money. I said, well, then let me have some of my money.
Yeah.
They said, oh, we can't do it because the computer's not working. I said, wait a minute, what do you mean? Why don't you just look up how much money? We can't look it up.
Yeah, because it's
so
down.
So how do you
it
like that?
Down.
They can't.
Yeah, no.
They can't look up your account without a computer.
Yeah, sure.
That's bad.
Yeah.
You know? So if somebody came in the bank and they didn't rob the money, but they destroyed all the computers, you wouldn't be able to deal with your banking business.
Oh God! All right.
Yeah.
I have Lorraine waiting in queue.
It's a stupid way to operate, in my mind.
Oh yeah, it is.
I told them. I said they never should have taken away the original system, the paper. You know.
Yeah.
Where you just look
the
up
book,
the account, you know.
Used to get a savings book. Used to get a savings book or, of course, your checks. But remember that passport thing?
Yeah.
Used to get that little book you wrote
sure.
everything in when you deposited it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
should have kept that.
They should have, yeah.
Yeah, should have kept it. You know, you don't want to use it, you don't use it. You got the stupid smartphone. You know, but the old system should still be there.
Yeah.
It's like the same thing with all these signs and everything that we can't read.
That's right.
They want you to depend on a smartphone. Well, let me tell you something.
It's not
that's dangerous.
It is.
Especially when you can't see.
Correct.
All right. Okay. Who we got? Lorraine?
Lorraine's wanting to speak and Anthony's listening.
Oh, all right. All right, let's... Lorraine from Queens,
yep.
One of our advocates. Hello, Inner Sight.
It's coming. Hey, Lorraine.
Hello, how are you?
How you doing? Good, good.
Yes,
how's everyone doing
tonight? I'm doing fine.
Okay.
I was listening to y'all when you was talking about some of these politicians need to start doing. So you know what I always say? If you're going to talk the talk, walk the walk.
That's right.
You know, put it to it and do it. I always say that, And I do feel that they should have a system where if the computer shuts down, that you have another way, a backup way of accessing your information through paper, like they used to be.
Yeah.
They can use both. I don't know why or the reason why. They're just too lazy to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
You know.
I mean, you know, There's an old expression, you do what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep. To get it done, access people's information. They need that. And what if all of these computers go down? Right?
Yeah, right.
What is people going to do?
They're going to
depend upon their phones.
Their paper
system. Yeah.
They're
going
to be stuck
all
over.
They will be stuck unless they go back to that. You know, computer
system.
/ paper, you know.
Yeah.
Paperback, yep. Backing it up with that. There's nothing hard, but they did it right back.
I keep mine.
They did it way back
then.
They did it way
local
back.
Local drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait a minute, you interrupted
local
her.
Local drive. Sorry about that.
It's okay. Like
what
I was saying, they did it way back. Yeah, they did it way behind back in the day. They can certainly bring it to the present.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
And I have mine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I have mine backed up on a separate system. This way, I'm able to have it. But I also want to get myself one of these drives, you know, a small drive, but it's really powerful. A lot of them are 1 terabyte, 2 terabyte. But they every
yeah, but that's still
a
computer
terabyte.
You're talking about. We're talking about
No.
Something.
It's a key fob. It's a key fob I'm talking about. And if you back it up, it's a little key fob, like, you know, you put, like, say, if you have a keychain and you have a little metal on the keychain, that's what I call it, a key fob, but it's actually in the shape of your USB slot on any computer.
Mm.
You save it on that, then when the computers, of course, hopefully come back up, you could just upload it to that. But, you know, that takes a lot of effort. You know, in my place, you barely see anything.
Well, what does that do? What do you call it, a key pod?
Key fob, F-O-B. There's a couple things that those key fobs do also. They have numbers when you log in onto a computer that doesn't allow it changes
well,
all the time.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
You're relying on the computer.
If you save it, and then now you have it on an online drive, on a little key chain with the little, you know, thing that fits in your USB slot, when the computers come back up, you'll have your backup right there.
When the computers come, that's exactly what we're talking about.
Right.
You have to rely on those computers.
Right. But
that's still using the computer.
No,
yeah, but what I've been doing also is printing out all my notes. It's a lot of ink and a lot of paper. Yeah. So I like that better because, like you said, both of you, you could actually go to it.
Who has a television on or a radio? I hear voices in the background.
Not me. I'm alone. And I have
Hold
no
on.
TV on.
Yeah, whoever that is, can you try to lower that, please? All right, inner sight. Open mic. And,
Put the TV down or shut it off. We're continuing.
You want me to 213-816-1650.
And please, if you come on the air, try to have a quiet place. You know, if you have noise in the background, put yourself on mute until you straighten it out, please. Because it doesn't sound good on the show.
No, it doesn't.
All right. Open mic.
Thank you.
And, you know, all these companies, when you hear it in the business news.
I like the business news.
Are all changing the ways they're doing things, the way that they're doing things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because with change, a lot of times comes progress and a better way to do things.
Yeah.
And that's what the government has to learn.
That's right.
You know, they have to learn. You know what the government, one of the things they should do? They should take a survey for all disabled people. And elderly.
Okay.
You know? Do you want to go to a nursing home? Yes
or
no?
Oh, God, no. No. Hell no.
You know,
of that.
Most people are going to say no.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I mean, a simple question, a one-sentence question. No big complicated thing, you know? Do you want to go to a nursing home? Because most of us know what those places are like.
Oh, yeah. Disgusting is the word.
Yeah. And then the when the majority of people answer that they don't want to go, then, you know, they should really undertake our idea, accessible housing, turn them into accessible housing, and let the agency start to raise money to help people. You know, that's one of the things that Inner Sight could do if we had the money. You got to have money for that.
Yeah.
You know, you pay a company, And they do the survey. A lot of these big companies, even some of the big networks do it. NBC, I think, does surveys. So there's a lot of things that we can't do. We talk about, but we can't do because we don't have the means, the financial means to do it.
That's right.
And then you have the independent living centers with their hands tied. They're very limited, you know. So you got a real bad situation going on with somebody who doesn't want to go to a nursing home.
That's right.
All right, Inner Sight, 8:30 New York. Is Louis on? Louis should be coming up. We get a preview of Friday night.
I don't see him, Mike. Yeah, I don't see him yet.
No, Louis, not yet.
I tried.
All right. Lorraine, you still there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you for lowering that. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So, you know, we're all excited about the day for Milton, May 19th.
Yeah, I want to see
Brewery
responses.
Hall, 11 to 2. What?
I want to see responses, what people are saying about, you know, everything, about the, you know, what happened with the guide dog, where it was, this and that thing, how they feel about it. You know, I really would love to hear that, and I hope people speak up and really can, you know, be a really tough force with us and help us move on with that.
Well, we're going to get more of that as you get closer and as you get, when you have the day itself.
Yeah, everybody's opinion, yes.
It'd be great. Mm-hmm. A lot of people really hate nursing homes, like myself. You know,
Wait a minute, you're talking about
guide
dogs, now you jumped into nursing. You make some sense.
Oh, I could go back. Yeah, I want to get myself a guide dog, but I can't get myself a guide dog because they were one of the, you know, the Guide Dog Foundation was one that they would have to make an accommodation for me because I have more than one disability. But they weren't willing to do that. They weren't. I'm sorry, we don't do it
anymore.
Well,
go apply someplace else. See where you get.
I'd rather apply for an Earth Right. The applications are long and I can't see well.
With Inner Sight, you know, you gotta find the dog.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing.
That will help you.
Definitely. After Milton's day, I guess you and I are going to go and look for a dog at a shelter.
Well, you got to find out if they have the breed you want before you go wasting time going all around these places.
Yeah, I know. It's been difficult, let's put it that way.
You know,
I'd rather do
like,
it at a rescue.
I wanted a specific breed, so I knew where to go.
Right.
You know.
You went to Brookhaven one of the times. I think that was for Sarabelle, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm really thinking of going back there, yeah.
The rescue had a connection over there, and they had an Akita over there.
Oh, nice.
And they wanted me to
Louis,
meet it.
We have Louis, by the way.
All right, Louis LaLip on the line.
Here we come.
The preview Friday night frolics. Inner Sight Live. Hello.
Frank Carino.
Hey.
Hey, how are you tonight?
Doing
good.
Well.
What are you
okay. All right. Where's your partner, Lorraine?
He's here.
He's there.
Hi, Lorraine.
Right here. Hello. How are you?
Hi, Louis Rivera on the Flash on the Inner Sight Blog Talk Radio on the Follies on Friday night.
Yeah, hey Louis, let me ask you a question now.
Okay, hit it, Frank.
When you eat a lot of Spanish food, you know, rice and beans and rocampoya and pork and all that, and you know, a lot of cabbage, you know. Do you burp a lot?
I burp? No, I cover my mouth when I burp. I always cover your mouth.
You cover your mouth when you burp?
Yeah.
I don't cover my mouth when I burp.
Yeah, I cover my mouth. I don't want to put germs on people. Girl. Just cover your mouth. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, now let me ask you. What's worse, the burping or the farting? What do you do if it comes out of both ends at once?
Repeat that one
you
more
bet.
Time.
What?
Repeat that
repeat
one more
it.
Time.
I said, what do you do when you burp and fart at the same time?
Yeah, like gas.
Oh, you better
gas
have some
system.
Strong underwear. That's all I got to say. Oh, shut up.
I got the right size, Frank. Extra large.
Extra large?
Yeah.
Beans?
Hey, don't you hate it when the underwear... I got to do a skit on this on Friday. Don't you hate it when the underwear gets too big and it stretches out and now, it's falling down your pants and you're trying to walk and it's very uncomfortable.
Then get a new pair.
See?
Yeah, you have to, but you know.
You
Mike,
well,
you
I have,
a
I have a.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I have a principle in life. See.
Yeah.
I will wear underwear until it rips. If it doesn't rip, I'll keep it.
You better keep wear a safety pin with that underwear before you lose it.
Yeah, but then.
Also,
but then,
Suzanne, I wear long johns.
You wear long johns everywhere.
Yeah. Long
thermal
underwear, top
every
and
day.
Bottom.
Oh, okay. I only do
Made
that when it's freezing cold out.
You know, wear them when it's hot.
Yeah, I wear it when it's hot. I wear it.
What?
You
really?
Wear the long johns in the summer?
No.
There you
go. But underwear can be very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, if it's not the right size.
Long johns, you can get in a sports store, at a 99-cent store, fruit or balloon, top and bottom, thermal underwear. They got that around in Walmart.
Yeah. You know they have underwear,
colors.
Excuse me, Lou, they have underwear doctors. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah, you go to a doctor and he tells you what kind of underwear to wear, and he examines you to make sure that it's fitting right.
Yeah, I know. That got different colors, thermal, long johns, top and bottoms. They got white, they got blue, they got black, they got tan, I got red.
Oh, you got tan?
Gray. Yeah.
Oh, I like
tan. Also,
I like
the ladies,
tan.
Too, Frank.
Yeah.
Ladies wear them.
Huh?
Ladies
wear
them.
Fruit of the loom. It protects your fruit.
Yeah.
With the loom.
You got fruit of the loom. You got Hanes. And you got,
I knew a guy. He bought fruit of the loom. And it couldn't fit him. You know, the fruit was all right, but the loom was too big.
Woo!
Yeah. Fruit of a loom stretchable.
That's what they call it. It's a bigger loom.
It stretches. It stretches, Frank. The fruit of a loom thermal long john stretches on
yeah,
fruit
well,
of
he, his, yeah, but his loom stretched, but then it was even bigger.
Uh-huh.
Woo!
Hey, Frank.
Fruit of the loom. What's the matter for you? Oh, shut up.
And you got I got men's leggings at the sports store, and also got ladies' sports bra. They got that in the sports store.
Yeah, but you don't wear that. Come on, get out of here.
No, I look at them. I don't buy them.
You look at them.
Yeah, but sure, of course. Louis, a smart guy. I don't flirt with the ladies. I look at the sports
underwear.
Bra, different colors, you know, for ladies that do their aerobic exercise or workout.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're turning me on every time I go to the Valley, not Valley School of Fitness, that's called Total Fitness. Those ladies getting on exercising.
What's that store you go to, Victoria?
Yeah, Victoria's Secret.
No, they won't throw me out. I looked at it and said, "Hey, ladies, how much of that? How much of that sports bra and the leggings cost?" I gotta check that price. I told that lady, "Lord, give me strength." I go in there, you know.
Years ago, I wanted to go out with this girl. Her name was Jamie. And her uncle, it was an uncle or a father, owned the Victoria's Secret company, you know, all the stores.
Oh.
And she wouldn't go out with me because, you know, she was like an aristocratic, stuck-up little bitch. I mean, nice girl. She wouldn't, she said, "Oh, I couldn't go out with you. Because you're blind and my father wouldn't approve of it." I said, "Well, he doesn't have to look at me. As long as I can look at you." I'll never forget that. It was funny. She was a volunteer while I was working.
Okay.
Hey, Lou, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here and everywhere.
Give us a little preview of Friday night. Come on, what are we going to do Friday night? Jimmy Dinigan.
Now listen up. I'm Rosanna from Hannah Dana. I'm gonna make sure you turn in on Friday laughter on the Follicks on Intersight Block Radio on Intersight from 8 to 9 o'clock. All right. I'm gonna do the swab with Jerry Lewis and Gary Cooper and the ladies, Bravo, with the swab and tickle their Frenchy. Don't forget, guys, wear your shade glasses before you go to the bathroom, all right? And we're going to have Larry Delegan.
Who's
going
to go to the bathroom?
Larry's
classy? Who's classy?
Glasses. No glasses.
No glasses.
You wear your glasses when you go to the bathroom?
Yeah, I'm going to tell the ladies that we're getting on,
going,
you know,
right?
With the swab. I got to go get the tickle feather, too.
I knew a blind guy used to go to the bathroom. He used to piss all over everybody. Couldn't see.
Oh, no, not, no, Frank, no. Do that in the bowl. Do that in the bowl.
Give us a big round of applause for Louie.
Hey,
Lorraine.
Oh, Lorraine. The thing is over there.
Big
in
round
another
of
room.
Applause.
I'm in another room.
We should just clap.
I'm in another room.
Hey, Frank, don't let
that's
the ladies sitting on my lap, you know. Those ladies like to sit on my lap.
Who, the ladies?
Wants to sit on my lap and get it on with me.
Who's that?
Oh,
oh
yeah.
Shoot.
I mean, ow.
Where does that happen?
Ow. Ah, I can't breathe. Get off me, ladies. Ow.
There you go.
It don't hurt, ladies. That made me ow.
That did it.
Like
get
that?
Them out of here.
That's right.
Yeah, it's okay, Suzanne. I'm having fun with the ladies. That's all.
Oh, no, you can have fun. You can have fun.
All right.
Ah, the ladies are getting on, sitting on my lap and going, ow.
Oh,
yeah, especially two of them at a time.
How'd that feel, Louie?
Yeah.
Right, Suzanne,
all right,
yeah, Louie. How'd that feel, Louie?
8:43, New York. Enter.
Hi, Suzanne, I love you.
Hey,
we
have
love
a great
you
one, Lou. We love you, too, Louie.
See you
okay
Friday night.
You too, Lorraine.
Okay, love you, too.
Don't
okay,
forget
take
Friday
care
night, man.
Call you on Friday.
You
I'll be ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
Going on mute. Later.
All right.
All right. Inner Sight. That's a great Louis the Lip. The funny thing about him, he doesn't even realize how talented he is.
He's multi-talented.
He is, really.
But
yes,
I've always
is
said it. Now, Louis, with his conga drum and dressed up like a Spanish Toreador, you know.
Yeah.
He's a big guy, you know. Spanish Toreador or something, you know, would make a great presence on the stage. And if he had the right script, got the he would have been a famous guy.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He's got the flair for it. You know, in between jokes or whatever, give you the conga beat, different conga beats, you know.
Yeah, he has so many conga drums. It's great.
He would have been so damn great, I'm telling you. You know, and especially if he started singing, he'd crack them up, you know.
That's the truth.
That would be
the finale
of his act, a song,
yeah.
You know, that's all off key and distorted and.
That's all right.
That's all right.
But
that
it would be so funny.
Well, I feel that it's never too late for anything.
No. Yeah, that's true.
Whether you're starting out at any age, it's never too late to do anything that you want
to
do. Just
want
do it.
To, yeah.
Don't let nothing stop you.
Louis is a very talented guy.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting the swine flu vaccination along with the flu vaccination numerous years ago because we had to do it when we were in college. You couldn't get away with it. They wouldn't allow you to go to college. So I went, and I saw a man who was extremely, you know, walking with one cane and everything, and he says to me, if I didn't need this stupid shot, I wouldn't be here. So I said to him, yeah, I know what you mean. I don't want to be, you know, getting ill, which I did get for them that shot, very ill, because they combined the flu vaccine with that swine flu.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I really got sick.
You swine hunt?
That's right.
What's the matter with you?
Let me say one thing. This guy was rather old, and he was going to college. He goes, if I could, and I said, what are you going for? He goes, horticulture. Horticulture? That's interesting. So, meanwhile,
like
he got his shot. Yeah, we both got our shots. The next day, I said to him, I felt horrible in the middle of the night. He goes, me too. Yeah.
Well, why would a doctor want to take a person who's not sick and make them sick?
I have no idea. For immunity? For the
sake
of immunity?
Nah, they're going to make more money on it. Come on.
Got to realize that, too.
And then the process of making you sick also at the same time.
Right.
I mean, why don't they figure out something better that you can take?
Yeah.
That doesn't make you sick. You see? There's no money in that.
There's no money in that. That's right.
There's no money.
You know who
somebody
said that? Calipy.
Somebody could grow that in their backyard.
Yep.
And then you don't need the doctor. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Reminds me.
They're creating money. No matter how you look at it, it's set up to create money for them.
Yeah,
you know?
It's true.
As opposed to something that's good for you, that doesn't make you sick, but protects you. They don't look for that.
No, they don't.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, at least if they were looking for it, and but they don't.
That's right.
Medicine's a warning.
Yeah.
Hey, we ought to do a skit about that on Friday.
Oh, of course.
The warning on these medicine bottles.
Death.
Take this medicine at
one.
Your own risk, you know.
Yeah.
That's right.
May cause infantile paralysis, hepatosis, and bilateralis, and all kinds of brain defects and naturalizing apprehension and hypertension.
May cause paralysis, headache, dizziness, nauseous, heart palpitations.
And eventually death. Eventually death, sure.
Yeah.
You feel that miserable, who the hell wants to live?
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Woo! Hey, we got to do that. I'm going to do that on Friday. All the medicines, the reason side effects. You know, we'll look them up.
Okay. That's the deal.
And you can read the side effects on them.
Yep.
That'd be funny, man.
Yep. It takes a something for one thing and it causes you something else.
Well,
one time I was sitting in the doctor's office. Yes. Big, he's in a big building now. He used to have a nice, quiet office, you know, private and all nice. And then he quit. He gave up his practice. Now he's got a big, mm-hmm. big, huge building, all kinds of machinery in there and everything. And all they play on television is these stupid talk shows, which don't do a damn thing for anybody. And commercials with drugs.
Yeah.
Take this, but check with your doctor for constant blood test. Make sure that your doctor is a vampire. You know.
Sorry, that's a good one.
That is a good one. That's a real good one.
You know, you must get your blood checked frequently. Go to the hospital immediately if you feel these symptoms. Then they got a whole list of symptoms.
Why give a chief? It's going to cause you that much pain, that harm.
That's it.
Oh, man.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm going to do that Friday night.
Yes.
It's going to be funny. You know.
Sounds like it's really going to be funny. Yeah.
Yeah, real funny. We laughed at it about before we introduced the app.
Yeah. All right, in a sight.
Wow.
And, boy, it's even worse when you can't read the labels.
Oh, gosh,
yeah.
They have them so small.
On these damn things. You know, you buy something.
Oh, they're annoying.
You can't read the labels.
Finally, I got smart. Well, I don't know how smart. I went through all of my medicine with somebody who was sitting by me reading the labels. And it was a pharmacist. Came into my house and was reading the labels for me. So I said, while you're here, can you do me a favor and mark all the vitamins, too, so I know what to take and not? They have this little, you know, the T-shirt paint? It bubbles up. So what the heck is that? Sorry.
Yeah, we'll have that Friday night, too.
No idea why.
Why'd you turn it on?
I didn't even turn it on. It came on. I swear I didn't hit it.
Never
I wasn't even on that side.
Anyway, good thing it's open mic. Anything
goes.
All right, in a sight. And don't forget, May 19th, you know.
We have a caller with that.
It's going to be a great event.
Mm-hmm.
We have two confirmed speakers already.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Two of them, and I got another potential I'm going to call. I think I'll call him tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Fine.
And, you know, we only got 3 hours, so.
All right.
You know, you don't want to go over.
Bombard people, yeah.
And Tommy said he'll have some food, so you want to have time. In case somebody wants something to eat,
mm-hmm.
you know, that'll
that
be
nice,
fun. So May 19th at the Brewery Hall, 14, what's the address? You got you know the address?
14 Station Road,
that's it.
That's right. And it's, you know, Bellport.
I think it's right near the railroad.
It has to be in that area.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll have to check that. 14 Station Road, Bellport, New York.
Do you have a caller who wants to quickly speak? I don't know.
The Bellport Brewing Company.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank Mr. Brian Baker for donating the hall.
Yes.
haven't met him yet, but I'm sure he's a great, great guy. A big fan and a lover of Milton, the guide dog. So it seats about 75 inside, and you can, he's got some seating outside. So you know, you figure 100 people, you know. But they tell me you could stand up, too. Standing room. Standing room only.
I bring my chair with me.
Yeah, bring your chair. Oh, by the way, it's wheelchair accessible, I'm told.
Yeah, I heard.
Okay, beautiful.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. So, should be no problem with that. All right, in aside, I want to thank Ira Tucker, Jr. for putting the day for Milton together and coming up with the idea. Great, great way to get people talking and to keep putting the story in front of people, you know.
That's right. Hopefully we'll get a lore out of it.
Letting them know. All right, let's see. Tomorrow night's our nursing home show. Thursday's show is how the service dog schools are doing a great injustice for children.
That's right. We'll
talk about that. And Friday's the funnies. Don't forget, if you're taking one of those drugs, tune in Friday. You got to hear this show. And oh, by the way, if your underwear is too big for you,
safety pins.
Don't use any safety pins. Didn't you hear about that guy?
Yeah, I remember.
No, the guy who had to go, he rushed to the emergency room. The safety pin popped.
That must have hurt.
You know, safety pins on your underwear. All right, Friday night we'll elaborate.
Suspenders, is that better?
Collaborate and elaborate. Suspenders on underwear, I never heard of that.
Neither mean, have I, so it sounded good.
Neither, no.
No.
Haven't heard of it. It's a first.
Neither have I.
Yep, probably it is a first.
Irritate your skin.
Oh, yeah, probably would.
That's, yep. Can't be as bad as woolen underwear.
All right.
Oh.
I want to thank all our friends, all our listeners. Hey, oh, give me a tally.
Yeah, hold on. Let me see if I
good
can get
tally. I want a big, big high tally on internet.
I hope so.
Way
oh,
up
come
here,
on.
Huh?
What's up with this damn thing?
117,000.
No, it's 118,000. Like 44 or something like that.
118,000.
44,
is that the number?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes, that's the number.
Did you look it up?
Yeah, I did. Before I came on the show.
118,044 listeners. All right.
Yep.
We're getting up there. Number three yes, on the in the country, in the world.
Yeah, the third in the world.
All right.
After.
Thank you, audience, for making us number three.
Yes.
All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night on the nursing home show. We get anything on the tweet?
Oh, I didn't even look at that. I didn't get dropped.
We only got a minute left, so.
I know, you're killing me here tonight.
Oh, I'm making you work.
I got four
work.
People.
All right.
Four people. It's not bad.
That's better than nothing.
That's right.
Well, leave it out there. Maybe we'll get something more. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090. Thank all our friends. Thank Lorraine, Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
You're welcome.
All our callers.
Thank you.
Listeners.
You're welcome.
You. Thank you
and
for joining us.
We appreciate it. All right. Be with you tomorrow night. Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Okay.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.